So how many of you guys can widen your nostrils? I'm DJ Brian, and I'll be back after I widen my nostrils. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Monday, April 20th, 2026, and we just heard Taeyang with eyes, nose, lips, 눈, 코, 입. Now, can you widen your nostrils on command? Go on. Yes, I'll wait. Go try it. Now, if you can do it, congratulations, you're part of a surprisingly exclusive club. No, I'm not going to send you an exclusive club card or anything, but if you can't, don't worry, guys. You're actually in the majority. Turns out, only about 30% of people can actually intentionally open or flare their nostrils. I'm part of that club, by the way. Yes, it's apparently a thing. And before you start practicing in the mirror thinking it's a hidden talent you haven't unlocked yet, science says it's probably not. This ability is linked to tiny facial muscles. Specifically the ones around your nose, and more importantly, how well your brain can control them. In other words, it's less about effort and more about wiring. Some people are just born with better nostril control, which sounds like a very niche superpower if you think about it. But a superpower nonetheless. It's one of those oddly specific human traits like being able to wiggle your ears, which I can't do, or raise one eyebrow, that clearly divides people into two camps. Those who can and those who very much cannot. So, if you're sitting there, subtly trying again, don't worry. No one's judging y'all. Well, maybe just a little bit. Either way, it's a reminder that the human body is full of tiny, strange abilities. And sometimes the smallest ones are the most entertaining. Even, you know, like tongue rolling as well. But right now, we're going to give you a song so you can practice, you know, trying to flare your nostrils. This is Blitzers with Superpower. Would you like a coffee or tea? That's right. Grab your tea, grab your coffee, and join me for some info that you might be interested in. So, speaking of flaring your nostrils and how only 30% of the world's population can do something that seems pretty straightforward or not, here's a thought. What if you think is completely ordinary is actually kind of extraordinary? Think about it for just a second, all right? Maybe you can solve puzzles quickly. Maybe you can play an instrument. Maybe you can flip into a handstand or just have a knack for remembering song lyrics after one listen. To you, it might be nothing special. Just, you know, it's a normal thing. But experts say, maybe not. There's growing attention around the idea that many of the skills we take for granted are actually top-tier abilities. The reason? Practice and perspective. When you do something over and over again, your brain gets efficient. What once felt challenging starts to feel obvious, effort fades into habit, and suddenly you assume everyone else can do it. Well, big spoiler alert, they can't. Psychologists say we tend to underestimate our own abilities precisely because we're so used to them. It's a bit like having a superpower and forgetting it's a superpower because you've had it your whole life. And here's where it gets interesting, y'all. Those small everyday skills, they add up. They shape how you think, how you solve problems, how you move through the world. In many cases, they're what quietly set you apart. So, we all have a hidden superpower within us. All we have to do is find it. That's it. Well, here's to you finding your superpower. We have two songs. We got Jewelry with Superstar and Super Junior with It's You, 너라고. What the?
K-pop!
Welcome everyone to What the K-pop! You guys know every Monday we choose a K-pop song and a phrase of the day from the lyrics to expand our Korean speaking skills, and we're gonna go over it with our writer, Karen Choi.
That's right.
It's already April 20th.
Yeah?
Which means the end of the world is coming.
What?
Yes.
Says who?
You don't read the news about the wars and bombs and people thinking Trump is Jesus?
Ugh.
Yes. When things like that happen in the news, the end of the world is coming. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Nothing much to say about that. Yeah. And I've been kind of staying away from the news because it's been just so depressing.
Very.
Yeah. And I don't know what to believe anymore. It's just...
I don't want to believe stuff either, but when you actually turn on the actual news and not like the AI stuff that people make, it's really shocking that some of the stuff people believe, some of the people, what they say, you're like... Did so-and-so really say that?
Yeah, right?
Do they believe that? And you're like,
It's
what is this world coming to?
I think we have to, like, teach our kids because they get most of their information from social media.
Exactly.
Yeah, we have to teach them how to... Digital literacy. Not just our kids. I think our parents as well.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Moms and dads. Because AI looks so real. They're like, oh, 그거 봤어? I'm like, Mom, that was fake.
Yeah.
Mom, that's not real.
And sometimes, like, I look at it, I'm like, is this real or not? Like, you always have to fact check.
Yeah.
And sometimes I don't even know, like, is this real? Like, even the news, I'm not even sure anymore.
Unless it's on the actual TV now.
Mm. Well, even on TV.
Really? Like, BBC and CNN and all that stuff?
Yeah, sometimes, like, because they give you, I mean, not all news, but sometimes I feel like even news, even journalists... like, credible sources, I feel like they show you portions. So you have to, like, you have to look at different sources.
The full source, okay.
Yeah, sometimes you don't get the full story.
Yeah, that's true. Because even, like, pictures of, like, back in the day when you see, like, politicians getting out of the car and they said, oh, one, like, gave somebody the middle finger, but they only show you an angle of the picture taken in the different... a weird angle.
Yeah.
But then another photographer shows you at a different angle. It wasn't the middle finger. It was them waving.
Mm-hmm.
But because the angle of the shot looks like the middle finger.
Yeah.
So
it's a very... It's... You just have to be on your toes, I guess. And it's a very piguane sort of life. You have to be... always kind of suspicious of everything.
Exactly.
Yeah. You don't know what to trust anymore.
Even, like... things are, that are said in audio stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, so this celebrity said this. But now, vocally audio stuff, like,
it that's can be edited,
even...
right?
Yeah, it could be edited, but with AI, it's even creepier.
Because
I watched Kim Bum-soo's YouTube channel, where he has, like, they test out, like, okay, AI versions of K-pop singers singing other singers' songs. And I was like, what the? This really sounds like that singer sang this song.
Right.
And now it's, like, to the point where those songs can be sold. Like, where are the jobs going to be for these singers in the future?
Yeah.
You know?
It's scary. So I worry. I worry about, like, I thought, for me, I thought it would, you know, I thought I would be able to do, what I love doing, which is broadcasting, you know, writing.
But AI might take your job over.
Exactly. And I didn't think it would come so fast. But I feel like it's going to happen pretty quickly. So I worry about not only myself, but for my kids, and especially my youngest one. And I think, you know, what is she going to do? When she's an adult. Yeah.
Oh, 거슬려.
Oh, 거슬려.
Which was our word from last week.
Yeah, which is, I mean, I don't think it's not, it doesn't capture, like, the concern.
The real feeling of
Concern that I actually have. But 거슬려 is used when we are kind of bugged with something or irritated about something or when something is a little unpleasant.
And there's a lot of 거슬려 stuff happening around the world.
Yeah, there is.
Yes.
Yeah. So in our skit, we were 거슬려'd by someone who was making this, like, clicking sound at the library.
Basically this.
Yeah, this clicking sound, which happens, you know, when someone's focused on something and they do it without...
What's the most 거슬려 thing for you in the library?
In the library? When someone's, like, shaking their leg.
Yeah. Shaking their leg at the library. For me, a movie theater is if they're, like, fidgeting with, like, a candy bag or something the whole time.
When the wrapper makes the
or
noise.
Or just, like...
Yeah, that's annoying.
Like,
that's 거슬려.
We're all in the theater together.
Yeah.
Please respect the fact that we're trying to focus on this film. But then you have the one person, like, if you're like, shh, and they're like, what? I paid to watch the movie, too. Think, oh my gosh, you know?
But I do feel like we have become, like, our society as a whole, we've become very intolerant of each other.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Intolerant and not respectful of each other.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the problem.
So it goes both ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, even if you are going to try to, like, in the theaters, stuff like that, like, I know I'm going to eat something, then I try to keep the noise to a minimum.
Yeah.
Like, I try to, like, oh, let's not. Or wait till, like, the loud part of the scene.
Yeah.
To put my hand in the bag or something like that. But some people, I mean, this is partially true. The younger people will, you know.
It goes both ways. I think you do have to have respect for others, but also the tolerance for others as well.
Yeah,
and
we
not
went
have
from,
tolerance.
We just went from what the K-pop to what the beep! But we are going to learn something today new.
Yes, we are.
From
and
what song?
It's from N Flying Song. It's funny how we went from 거슬려 to this topic, but it's called Shameless or 뻔뻔. These people are also 거슬려, right?
Oh my gosh.
So we're at a party.
Yeah.
And we are very 뻔뻔해. We are shamelessly gossiping about a mutual friend who just walked in.
All right. Well, let's get our gossiping going. Did you see M just now?
Yeah. Walking in like she owns the place.
Is that a new bag she's carrying? How many bags does she have already?
Wait, wait, wait. Are those new shoes too?
She's 20 minutes late. Do you think she does it on purpose?
To get everyone to notice her?
Maybe she's always late.
Yeah, you know what she did last week?
What, what, what?
She was an hour late to S's birthday party.
An hour? 한 시간이나?
Yeah.
Wow, so 뻔뻔해. 너무 뻔뻔하다.
Did she apologize?
Of course not.
What?
And no, she goes, traffic was in my way.
What? That's not even an excuse. That's just being 뻔뻔해.
I know, right? 미안하다고 말도 해야지.
Yeah, so 뻔뻔해.
At least she brought a really nice gift for us.
I know, that was nice, but still, 뻔뻔해.
And then she sat down and asked if she could have my drink.
Oh, that's so 뻔뻔해 and rude. What did you say?
I said no.
Good.
But she still took a sip anyway.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, so 뻔뻔해. She can order her own drink.
I know.
What did you do?
I just stared at her and I gave her this look.
What did she say?
Wow, good choice.
Wow, I have no words for how 뻔뻔해 she is.
Shh, shh, shh.
What?
Shh, 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 shh. Here she comes.
Okay, okay. Smile and say hi.
Hi, Em. All right. And flying, Shameless, 뻔뻔.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's from...
This old...
Yeah,
look at the date right now.
2015.
Wow.
Yeah, it's from the album Lonely. So it's a hip-hop rock track expressing the bold ambition to become as strong as a diamond.
Wow.
And shameless in the face of those who criticize. So in other words, it's talking about believing in yourself. So if you're good at something, they're saying don't be shy, don't be ashamed about your success and be proud of it.
Yeah.
Be a little shameless about it, especially in front of those who try to criticize you.
Oh.
Yeah, so in this case, they're saying, be 뻔뻔해. Be a little 뻔뻔해 and have pride in what you do, especially if you know that you are good.
I thought N Flying came out like literally 5 years ago.
I don't want to say they're old, but...
If a group came out 11 years ago, that's not a new group anymore.
They're not a new group. They've been around for a while.
Yeah, but I don't know why. Because N Flying was on our show last year.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking... Oh, they're fairly new.
They're young.
But
they're
11,
not.
They've been out for 11 years this year?
This isn't even a new song.
I know. That's what I'm like, wow. Wow.
Mm.
I can't say much. It's 27 years for us. It's like,
yeah, who'd think, right?
Time flies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Time and flying. I don't know how Chad made that connection. But okay, 뻔뻔해 is our word today.
Mm-hmm, 뻔뻔해. Yes. Yeah, so in this case, this is okay. This is kind of used in a positive context because they're saying have pride in what you do. Be a little 뻔뻔해. But in our skit, It was used in a negative context. Yeah, because 뻔뻔해 is kind of like calling someone out when they're kind of brazen, when they're shameless, when they're really thick-skinned and they have no shame and they know they're wrong, but they're acting like they don't know.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay, so how do we use it in our skit?
Well, this person, this M.
Yes. Who's M? Why the letter M?
I don't know. I didn't want to call anyone out on being late.
Trying to think of like an M initial in our broadcast.
I was not thinking of anyone because I don't know anyone like this.
Sometimes
stop thinking.
M for my manager? Manager M?
No. I don't know your manager. Like, in your manager's not like this.
True. But usually when you write stuff, some people have a, like...
Yeah, usually when I write stuff, yeah, I usually connect it. But this, it was kind of negative, so I didn't really want to connect it with anyone.
Okay.
Yeah, so this person is late, and they're trying to do it on purpose. Mm. And that's why I'm saying, oh, so 뻔뻔해, because they know they're wrong, but they act like they are not. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And when people are acting for something, they're asking for something really boldly when they know that they shouldn't.
I know that feeling. Mm. I know this situation actually kind of happened to me, where I actually called out a friend years ago. It happened almost over 10 years ago. Her name is Grace. I'm not going to say her full name because there could be a Grace Lee, Grace Kim, whatever.
I don't know that many Graces, but
I know so many Graces in my life. But Grace, because Grace, the name Grace could... In Korean, literally means Eunhae.
Yeah.
Because I could be saying an English name or changing her in Korean name to Grace. But either way, we're not friends anymore. But she comes to this gathering, which she made.
Uh-huh.
She's like, oh, let's meet here by 6 p.m.
Okay.
We're all there.
Mm-hmm.
She walks in at 6:45.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, she's 45 minutes late, not texting anybody.
Yeah.
Saying, oh, I'm sorry I'm going to be late, or there's traffic. So we're waiting, like, and... She comes in and gets upset that we ordered appetizers.
Yeah, that's exactly 뻔뻔해.
That's annoying to me that you're not going to text anybody to tell us you're late, but then you have the right, in your mind, you think you have the right to get upset that we ordered drinks and appetizers.
Yeah.
And then she doesn't say sorry, but she goes, hi, guys. I'm like, hey. She goes, oh, my gosh, you guys ordered already without me? I was like, no, my rule. This is my rule of thumb for everything, and I don't care if you disagree with me, is if the rule was we're meeting at 6, everyone in that party is allowed to order a drink and an appetizer. We didn't order our meals at that time that we agreed to meet at. And I tell people, too, if I'm late, just order.
Order, yeah. Why wait?
Yeah, we didn't order our main meals. And she goes, 너무 했다디네.
Oh.
You guys are, how can you order an appetizer without me or text me to tell me you're going to order appetizers? And then I went... Are you for real right now?
Yeah.
You're 45 minutes late. And that's the first thing you say to us, not a sorry. And then she goes, sorry for what? I didn't. And same thing like in the skit. That's why I was kind of creeped out. I was like, I can't control traffic.
Oh, we should have said G.
Right? And I was like, yeah, you can't control traffic, but let us know that you're stuck in traffic. And then we would have been like, oh, then we'll just wait. At least we'll, you know, we just know what the situation is. She goes, oh, so now I have to text you guys to let you know my situation?
So, yeah. 뻔뻔해.
So we're like kind of looking at each other like, 어이없다, you know? So then my friend K, let's say K, holds me back. She's like, 참어. And then Grace goes, 언니, why are you telling him to 참어? Let him say what he needs to say. That really makes me
irk. Yeah.
Like, oh,
like,
you want me to say?
Spoiling for a fight.
What do you mean? What do you want me to say? So that I blew up. I was like, first of all, this is not the first time you've done this. You did this to someone else's birthday. You're the one who said, let's 만나 and hang out together.
You set the time.
Yeah, you set the time. And then you're mad because we ordered just drinks and an appetizer, not even a meal.
What? Like, then, what is she upset about?
Yeah,
I
was like, Grace, this is your fault. You're not saying sorry still. She goes, I can't say sorry for traffic. You guys should say sorry for starting without me. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to leave. So I left. Two other people left. And then she goes, I overhear her saying under her breath to the other 언니 of hers. She goes like, 언니, we don't need them. They're not real friends.
That's so strange.
But the funny thing is, since that day, none of the people at that dinner talked to her.
That's so weird. So she expects everyone to wait until she gets there.
That's the thing.
And she was upset because you all didn't wait.
Or text her in advance, like, hey, can we order appetizers while we wait for you?
Hmm.
I know some people.
I don't get it.
You're like, what goes to their little itty bitty brains?
Huh. Huh.
If you guys are listening right now and you're anything like this person, please change the way you are.
That's weird.
Because then it'll actually benefit your friendships.
Because, I mean, yeah. I don't know. For me, I'm sure other people would think this way. If you set the time and if you're late, you would contact other people to say that you're late.
Yeah, you're like, yo, I'm stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
Yo, my meeting ended late. I'm sorry. You got to let people know.
You would let people know. And you would probably be like, oh, sorry, you guys order first.
Yeah.
That's so weird. Huh. Yeah, 뻔뻔해.
뻔뻔해.
Yeah, that's how you would use it. Yeah. Or, when someone, for example, asks for something inappropriate, like, can I borrow money?
You bring up so many things that happened to me. And it wasn't like a few bucks, like 50, 100 bucks.
Yeah, lot of money.
Yeah.
Inappropriate.
I had a friend like, oh, my company didn't pay me for the past 2 months and I have to pay rent. Oh, Brian, can you lend me like 280만 원? And I'll pay you back next month.
I'm like, don't have that kind of money.
You just told me you didn't get paid for 2 months and you're going to pay me back next month. That makes no sense at all.
Yeah. Yeah. So when someone... When they ask confidently something inappropriate, you would say, 뻔뻔해.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Is this traumatic for you?
It's boiling up so many moments. But my thing is, that's why I live in Pyeongtaek. Away from people. When people are like last minute, even like invites, like, hey, you want to come out tonight?
I'm
like,
it's too far.
Oh, it's so too far. But also, like, I'm thinking to myself, like, wait, you're having a birthday party tonight and you're telling me the day
now?
I'm so glad I'm far away, so now I don't meet you and blow up at you, because who does that? I didn't have time to get you a birthday gift. Some people are just so bumpin' and weird.
Yeah, bumpin'.
I'm so glad I live in the boondocks.
Yeah, bumpin'.
Yes.
Yeah, so when people do something stupid and act confidently about it, you can say, oh, 너무 뻔뻔해.
Mm-hmm.
너무 뻔뻔해. Or when they make an unreasonable request, 뻔뻔해.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and try to keep those people away from you.
That's why I don't live close to them, because if I did, I'd be in jail for either murdering somebody.
Because this was very hard for me to think of, because like that's what
I
said.
You wrote a real life story, life.
I had to make up M because I could not think of anyone that was like this.
Oh, it's definitely a friend of mine.
In my life.
Ex-friend of mine named Grace.
Yeah, I could not think of anyone.
Yeah.
But next time I will know. If I have to make up another script like this, I will use G.
You're like, hey, did you have a situation like this with this word in it? I'll be like, oh, yeah. And you actually dumbed it down, the story? Because trust me, there was a lot of swear words that were said at the dinner table.
Okay.
Bumpone, guys, which is our What the K-Pop word of the day today.
Don't be bumpone, guys.
Don't be bumpone, please.
Unless you're like the lyrics of the song.
Just like the M-Flying song.
If you have something to back it up, I think, that's fine.
Yeah.
Be a little... Because some people, I think they hide it too much.
Yeah.
Because if you grow up in a Confucian household, you are trained to hide it. You're trained to be not prideful.
Yeah.
So I think some people, they have a lot to show, but they're trained to hide it. Which isn't good in itself, which is
not good at all.
Yeah. Sometimes you should show it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we're going to show it through the song that it comes from. This is the original song that we spoke about. And flying with a song called Shameless.
Mm-hmm.
뻔뻔해. And Karen.
It's 뻔뻔.
뻔뻔.
Yeah.
I want to say like the Konglish version. 뻔뻔해. And Karen, we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
All right. That was N flying with Shameless. 뻔뻔. Now let's get a preview of what's to come on KPC this week. Now, tomorrow we have, in case you missed it, where you can get all the latest K-pop and K-entertainment news and updates. And on Wednesdays, we devote an entire segment to play your song requests and read out your messages on requests and responses. So make sure to send in your song requests throughout the week. And on Thursdays, we have Your 2 Cents, where we hear your answers to a question posted on our gram at KBS K-pop.
And on Fridays, we have Just Go with Nael, where you can drop your guidebooks and just follow along as you travel across Korea. And of course, we have our daily segment, Coffee or Tea, where I tell you what's going on in this crazy, kooky world. And you guys can send in your song requests, your answers to our Y2C, comments and suggestions through our various ways. Our gram, the KBS World English Service page on the Book of Faces, as well as our message board at world.kbs.co.kr. And now, time for music. We got Ang Mi with Paradise of Rumors, 홈내 낙원, and then Kwon Jina with Wonderland. Well, that is all the time that we have for y'all today. Thank you guys for tuning in, and we have a great song by Lee Sen. It's called Runaway. Our producer is Choi Dong-won. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm DJ Brian Ju. And this has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now.